This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Palestinian emergency officials in Gaza reported Tuesday an Israeli missile strike on a humanitarian area in the southern Gaza Strip has killed at least 40 people and wounded 60 others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Gaza's civil defense says it had recovered 40 bodies from the strike in an Israeli-designated humanitarian zone known as Mawasi and was still looking for people. It said entire families were killed as they huddled in tents. We were sleeping. Suddenly it was like a tornado, a pile of stones, smoke, fire. The trees were burning, describes Sama Muama, who lost one daughter in the strike and saw a second injured. Nasser Hospital in Kanunis, one of three hospitals to receive casualties, said at least 2,000 bodies were brought in from the strike. Earlier, an Associated Press camera operator saw three large craters at the scene. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union's top diplomat, foreign policy chief Josep Borrell, is in Egypt for discussions with officials there about a ceasefire in Gaza, a process for which he expressed a great deal of frustration. At a joint news conference in Cairo with Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelhadi, Borrell said the EU has given its full support to Egypt, the U.S., and Qatar, the conferees working to reach a ceasefire agreement. But he believes both sides in the Gaza conflict have no interest in putting an end to it.
So they are pretending. Less and less pretending, because their intransigence is accompanied by total impunity and their acts have no consequences.
A senior Hamas leader last week reiterated the group's stance that it will not consider any proposed deal that does not entail a full withdrawal of Israeli forces from the Gaza Strip, particularly the Philadelphia Corridor, a key area along Gaza's border with Egypt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has insisted Israel will maintain a force in the corridor. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken began meetings with top British officials in London Tuesday, including his British counterpart David Lammy and later Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Lammy welcomed Blinken to Britain for the first time since Lammy became foreign secretary. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell spoke with VOA's Flashpoint World Crisis program about what Blinken's visit is all about.
So they are pretending.
The State Department said it's really to reaffirm the special relationship between Britain and the United States and to work on some key areas of policy together, not least, of course, dealing with the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine following Russia's 2022 invasion and also the crisis in the Middle East and Israel's war on Hamas militants in Gaza as diplomatic efforts continue to try to bring an end to that war as well.
The visit comes amid a busy week of transatlantic diplomacy that includes a meeting in Washington between Starmer and U.S. President Joe Biden. A Kenyan hospital spokesman reported Tuesday the former partner of Ugandan marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei, who was accused of killing her by dousing her in gasoline and setting her on fire, has died from burns sustained during the attack. The 33-year-old Cheptegei, who competed for Uganda in the marathon at the Paris Olympics, suffered burns to more than 75% of her body in the September 1st attack, and she died 4 days later. Moi Teaching Hospital spokesman Daniel Legat said her former boyfriend and alleged attacker, Dixon Nedema Mirigash, died late Monday in the same hospital where Cheptegei was also treated and died. Kenyan athlete Mildred Cherup was glad to hear of the death of the runner's suspected killer.
For the death of the perpetrator, I can say justice has been done. Why is that? Perhaps if he could have been alive and taken to court, perhaps the victim would not have gotten justice. Perhaps he would have raised money and get out of police cells and eventually out of jail.
Cooler weather is forecast for the U.S. western state of California, where firefighters are battling multiple wildfires. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Firefighters are hoping to gain the upper hand with cooler weather forecast to move into the area after today. The Line Fire, threatening thousands of homes and commercial structures, burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest just east of Los Angeles. Mountain Home Village resident Stephen Richardson holding out hope he doesn't lose his home.
Hopefully it'll just burn up the ridge and our little community will be free from flames that are nearby.
Wildfires are burning across the West, including in Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada, where about 20,000 people have had to flee the Davis Fire burning outside Reno.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.